Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
You know, it's nice that the Newark field office of the FBI, just before we started the radio show, called me for advice.
Yeah, we were just getting ready to go on the air, and we got a telephone call from one of the special agents about smart guns, right?
Yes, because there's a field office in L.A. testing them right now, and they want a field office in New Jersey to test them, and one of the special agents in charge called me up to ask me my opinion and advice on the smart guns. And, you know, I told them everything we've talked about, and I've talked about on Fox News in Chasey, New Jersey, and I've gone on record saying that I don't trust anything with a battery. I don't trust anything with a watch. I don't trust anything biometric. I don't trust anything that can be hacked to not fire. And Sandy had a great response. It could also be hacked to
Overfire on its own.
imagine if a hacker just, you're sitting in the office in your, with your holster and your gun fires. just goes off.
Not only your gun, but everybody's gun in the office starts
Correct.
Going off.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, what if there's a Trojan horse built right. in or a back right. door where they could render them inoperable?
Exactly. And the agent was talking about NJIT here. One of the things I found interesting in the entire conversation was the fact that they're trying to get the FBI now to see if they can get a gun store in New Jersey to sell these.
Yes.
They've been trying to get these. Apparently, this is coming right from the Obama administration, right out down through the Justice Department, through FBI, to try to get these guys to act as salespeople for the companies that are making, I always say, follow the money, right?
Yes. But
and now in New Jersey, what's interesting about New Jersey is if one gun store sells them, no longer can you sell regular guns.
You're, correct.
The only gun you'll be able to sell now or own is a smart gun.
Correct.
And all they need is
a not-so-smart gun.
And all they need is one person to say yes, like that guy in Maryland tried to do.
Well, he's out of business now. Yeah. What's funny is the numbnut at NJIT that's leading this off is a Montclair cop who left his gun in a cigar box in his closet, and his kids mysteriously figured out how to open his cigar box, and they had a discharge,
and this
luckily
is the reason
no one was
for
hurt.
The need for a safe gun.
Correct. So anyway, it was nice that we get a call. The other thing is, listen to this.
He's got another axe in
this
the
is
studio.
Another Winkler battle axe.
Beautiful axe.
And Daniel Winkler has a program, a sponsor program. This is my second sponsored program. You purchase two axes, limited edition axes. You can only get them this way. One axe gets sent overseas and given to one of our special forces,
wow.
whether it's Rangers, Green Beret, Navy SEALs, Delta Force, whatever it may be, and you get one.
Is it this the axe that goes over there? Is it as pretty as this?
It's the same one.
It's the same.
Whatever
axe.
I picked the nicest one. This is Damascus blade,
of course.
And that's not leather. That's human. That's wrapped around the handle. By the way, I ordered that a special, but this is my second one. Rob did one already, and I have a laminated card and a certificate that says that this was given to someone. Now I don't have the operator's name, but the operator has my name.
Oh, really?
And they could reach out and contact me someday, like, you know, after they retire or whatever, or come back home. But I'm hoping that, like, my axe is used to pop the coconut of the ISIS scum that beheaded our journalists.
The one with the British accent.
Correct.
And the hood.
And the
He's
hood.
Such a man. He has a hood.
And, you know, it's interesting. Obama came out with no tie on. Gave his condolences, said we would do something, and went right back to the golf course.
Yeah. And give me that 9-iron.
The Prime Minister of England, the UK, David Cameron, canceled his vacation after that happened, by the way. And
it was an American journalist.
Correct, an American journalist, and the UK Prime Minister canceled his vacation after that. Ours seems to be extremely detached, and I've been saying it for years, six years now, but even the New York Times now is criticizing him for being so detached. They almost feel like he's given up because he thought he was going to be the great uniter and everything was going to go his way. But other than Valerie Jarrett, he doesn't talk to anybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
He sent Eric the Holder down to Ferguson, Missouri. What I think we should do is, see now, my condolences to the family of the journalist, but if that journalist was African-American, we could have sent Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton to the Middle East.
That's true.
And they could have race baited and started some kind of another civil war out there and disruption.
Course.
But it's amazing that, you know, I don't see the outcry for this journalist who was decapitated. And then the other thing is, the White House released that a few months ago, special forces tried to free the journalists over there. And a lot of our intel people said they should not release that data for at least 50 years.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to let the other side know what we should have, could have, and would have done. That just empowers them more.
Did you hear, though, the spokesperson who came out and said that the operation went off flawlessly, except that they weren't there when they
Correct.
I just wonder what these folks think that flawlessly really means. We probably need to buy them a dictionary. It would be a good.
It's really bad, you know. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's only one way to take care of this and kill them all. Unfortunately.
Yeah, carpet bomb. You know, when they come out and they say, you know, and you know me, I want every single one of our guys pulled the hell off of every post in the world and brought home. Let's get back to the way it was before we started going out and telling the world how to run their shit. I really think that was, you know, we talk a lot about the fall of the Roman Empire.
Correct.
That's exactly what caused the fall of the Roman Empire for hundreds of years. The Roman Empire worked flawlessly under a democratic republic.
Yes.
And it's only when they started going out and getting in wars in Greece and in other places around the region that it's taxing the people of Rome that the place all came apart.
And eventually, who were at the gates?
Oh, well.
Huns?
The Huns.
And who were the Huns?
And yeah. So it doesn't, does this ring true over and over and over again?
History repeats itself.
Yeah.
How beautiful is this Winkler act?
I'm looking at that. It's gorgeous. The Damascus steel is beautiful.
You can't see these
makes
nice
good
on,
radio.
On the regular Winkler site, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, they're not on the regular site.
How long did that take you to get?
This one's about a year.
Wow. I remember. Yeah. That's right. Last year, you at the Blade Show, you ordered it, and you checked up on it this year at the Blade Show. I remember stopping at Winkler.
Yes, he's great. His booth was so busy and everything.
Yeah.
So now I have two special forces operators carrying them. I'm thinking about doing a third one for Christmas time for somebody overseas. Our government doesn't have in its budget, you know, to issue these to special forces. So guys like us buy them and send them out to our special forces out there, which is a really shit thing, but I like that I did it, and I'm hoping that this goes into somebody's coconut out there.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to see this, just stop in and see me. I'm probably going to make a display case for the couple of them.
Can you put it up on the website, too, on the Gun for Hire Radio website?
I can.
Put it up on the Facebook page?
I can.
Oh, you don't want to?
No, I don't mind. I don't mind doing it. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Think so, yeah.
But so, yes, even the Times and the press and everything is getting disgusted that our president is so detached and the military leaders and everything. You know, our two-star general that was killed in Afghanistan, nobody went to his funeral.
Yeah.
Our Secretary of State, our president, our vice president, nobody went to his funeral.
They were busy.
Somebody was golfing the day of his funeral, and it's a very interesting. But I think that this president, when he got elected, thought it was going to be a slam dunk. I thought everything was just going to go his way like it has so far.
Well, you know, he's got an entourage of people who tell him how wonderful he is.
Yes, yes.
You know,
so we're
he's really completely detached from reality.
If you know what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri, there's so much there's so much misinformation. I'm still not ready to talk about between the cop and the kid and the robbery and the shooting and everything. But
they're not a kid. He's 18.
Yeah. Did you notice? That's right. I just went to court for something, and the defense attorney called the kid someone in the court a child, and the lawyer says he's 19 years old. He's not a child. I've had people come before me in his court his age that have done two tours in Afghanistan and Iraq, so counselors stop referring to him as a child.
Mm.
Okay? So you're right. Brown was not a child. But what's going on is, did you notice all the businesses that didn't get looted are the store owners that have guns? They were standing outside with ARs and AKs
and handguns.
And
they have to because for some reason they were told, you know, the police are not protecting the store owners from looters.
Correct.
I guess they're all afraid, really, to...
Correct. Well, they're all afraid that they're going to be caught on video shooting somebody who might be a minority or something or an inner city dweller and that it's going to backfire on them.
You know what bothers me a lot? I saw that the video that came out that showed... the Michael, what's his last name?
Which one?
The guy that the officer shot in Michael. What was his last name? The guy that.
The one that shot Brown?
Yeah, Brown, Michael Brown.
Michael right? Brown, yeah.
Showed him doing really what was, in essence, a strong-arm robbery of a convenience store.
Previous to the shooting,
previous
yes.
Previous to the shooting, 10 minutes before. That's the only piece of video that you have that really shows the state of mind of this guy. And then 10 minutes afterward when, you know, he's laying in the street. The people who had the video were really backpedaling. Did you see that? That they
yes.
were so fearful of what would happen that they said they had an attorney come out and say, my clients are doing this under duress. They're releasing the, they're not cooperating. They're not cooperating here. How sad is that for the owners of stores in that area who are really a second group of victims to this whole
nonsense? It's bad. It's really, really bad. Everybody's afraid. Again, it's like political correctness and bullshit. Nobody wants to take a stand. But we don't have all the data yet. But I do know that that's why you need guns.
Well, we
that's
do. Why we you also need to protect do know yourself. Now that the officer was beaten about the face.
His
pretty,
eye socket was broken. His orbital.
That came out, but it wasn't true. But he did. He was treated for really head wounds.
See, there's so much misinformation. That's why I want to wait to quote it. But I do know that when one of your people, whoever it is shot and killed, looting is not the answer.
Right.
Okay. And you know your
what
race baiters
solve?
Go out there,
yeah,
and you know,
ridiculous.
And people go crazy till all this misinformation. But listen, you don't think it can happen here? It could happen anywhere.
Well, we talk about that, right? I mean, we talk about the tipping point out here. What happened the last time when, what was it, that cab driver in New Brunswick, right?
Correct.
Which caused all the race riots that happened.
Correct.
What was the 60s, right?
Yep. That's why your business, 67. The Newark riots started 67. When the rumor spread. The cab driver was pulled over. He was drunk. He was roughed up. They brought him into the police station. Someone outside the police station. That's Winston in the studio, by the way. Someone outside the police station said that the cops beat and killed the cab driver.
Right.
When in fact he wasn't dead.
Right. Right.
And that's what flashed the race riots and everything else that happened.
I don't even
looting.
Think he was beaten. There was no evidence that he was
roughed up a little bit because he resisted less. This is 1967 before cameras.
Yeah, exactly right. That was back in the day when you didn't do shit.
All of everybody out there that's listening, you guys all should have your guns and your ammo and your shotguns. Remember, you have to have ammo because when they declare like martial law and stuff,
they
like during the Newark riots and stuff, we'll get a directive from the ATF, state police, and FBI that we can't sell ammo.
Right.
And gun stores can't sell guns or ammo or anything. They'll even order you to be shut down so that someone doesn't ram through your place with a car and steal all of your, you know, your stuff. So you have to really be careful about that. So you guys at home, you know, you shouldn't keep one box of 9mm ammo home with your gun. You shouldn't have one box of 12-gauge rounds. You should have a bunch to back you up. For those of you that haven't checked it out yet, if you go on a regular computer, because our Mobi site is the same, but our new site is up on computers. If you check it out, you can check out our new site. And if you look at some of the new video and stuff up there, by the way, we have our own drone now.
I saw that. It's really
you like
cool.
That?
We
have a drone, and we just did an Urban Carbine and Urban Pistol 2 class out in our Easton location at Easton Fishing Game. And we had the drone flying overhead downrange videotaping our students moving forward at a firing line and shooting the targets and
pretty
everything.
Cool. Yeah. Nobody shot the drone?
No, they wanted to until I told them how much it was and the camera equipment that was on it. But check out our new website. Let us know what you think. We're still modifying as we go along. But, yes, we have a drone.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, The bright orange Gun Law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com. Check out Ron Seuss's place, M-O-N-T-V-I-L-L-E, office.com, or Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. Ron has this killer 70-person meeting room that Saw and everybody else is going to be using. Citizens for Safer New Jersey is using that meeting room, and Saw is using that meeting room. And I will be there both events to meet and greet people and do a little tour and maybe go have something to eat with whoever shows up while the ladies are doing their thing. So please support those who support us. Ron was here last night, members-only steel matches we have twice a month at Woodland Park Range, and he was kicking butt. So please support those who support us. Check it out, Sandy. Another one of Bloomberg's mayors against illegal guns.
Wow. That's not news anymore, is it?
From Monticello. Monticello, New York. What do you think about this? What was he doing? He was trouble with the law again, this time accused of bribery, making him something of a repeat embarrassment for anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg. Yeah.
Well,
okay,
it's kind of a prerequisite now for the mayors against illegal guns. We call the illegal mayors against guns.
Let me tell you something. They're dropping like flies behind Bloomberg. You know, the NRA started an attack campaign for Bloomberg, and it's not faring well. King Mike is not too happy.
Oh, really?
That he's being personally attacked. So F him.
Wow, that's too bad.
By the way, 3 years ago, Gun for Hire Radio, from our Belleville location, when our studio was there, Sandy started by reporting about the knockout game.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Back in the news.
It's here.
Yeah, it's here.
Hackensack.
Bergen County, where no crime ever happens.
Bergen County, Hackensack. Three people already have been assaulted by the knockout game. They think it's the same shitbag that's doing it. One person's in very bad shape.
But did you see the state police response to that, that they're not doing anything about it because it's not an issue here
Correct.
In New Jersey?
Correct. And so you have to be careful, situational awareness, when you're walking down a street, walking past somebody. You have to have eyes in the back
mm-hmm.
of your head.
Yep.
Maybe have your mace in your hand or whatever, you know, your lipstick bodyguard. It's very, very important. If you have a tactical pen, you know, we do that training course
yep.
here and, you know, you have to do something.
You have to be aware because most of these, the first one, he hit him, and it was mostly older people. He hit 60-something.
Of course, because you don't want someone has
yeah.
a chance of hitting
right.
you back.
Right.
And these are pussies.
And these are guys, and the description of the guy was he was over 6 feet tall. He was in his 20s, yeah. over 6 feet tall.
Smashing people.
Yeah.
Three so far because it's a fun game to
the
do.
The last guy, he stopped and he asked for, what was it, directions or something like that. And while the idiot was looking for directions on his cell phone, guy punches him square in the face.
Correct. Well, that happens all the time. I watch that all the time. I stand outside and I watch people walking with their head down, texting, not knowing what's going on around
yeah.
them. It's constant. It's forever. And, you know, people just don't know how to train for situational awareness. And you talk about normalcy bias all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's killing me. So, Sandy, you posted something here about today's poll shows a majority of New Jersey residents are worried about gun violence. Because guns are out there. Guns have legs now.
Yeah, of course.
And they go out
yeah.
and commit violence.
They commit violence. Well, you know what's interesting, too, is did you hear all of the media now talking about the same anti-gunners now are raising their head over this shooting in Ferguson?
Correct.
And it's, I don't understand what the hell the correlation is other than the fact that a gun was used by a police officer.
But unbelievable.
Right away now, they're bringing up the AR-15s again, and it's just ridiculous. But yeah, the Rutgers University took a poll, and it was of, what was it, 871
people? Losers, you
losers,
said.
Yeah, who have absolutely nothing to do but talk to somebody taking a poll on a telephone.
Yes. You said they called the welfare office, a bar, and Walmart. Or they must have been closed at the time.
They must have been closed at the time, yeah.
So you know, but yeah, because 64% believe controlling gun ownership is more important than protecting the right to own guns, while 31% feel the opposite, all right? But again, it's not gun violence. It's shitbag violence that right. we're worried about. And well, that's yeah, shitbag control, not gun control.
And we say
control.
This over and over and over again. The problem with the gun control argument is the fact that it you know, it's a spurious argument. You're not really addressing what the real issue is. The issue is not an inanimate object. So by wasting all your time dealing with trying to limit guns, yes, yeah, he's holding his axe up.
Winkler axe.
Yeah. But, you know, the point is that you can commit violence with anything. It is the person committing the violence.
What about knockout game? How do we control that? Fist control?
Yeah.
How
yeah,
do we
exactly.
control that?
Well, you don't do like New Jersey does, which doesn't really have a law. You've got a Democrat from Englewood, I believe, now Assemblyman, who's trying to introduce a law to make it harsher, the penalty harsher for the people. Like, they give a crap.
They don't care.
They're not.
Because they know it's catch and release anyway.
Exactly right.
If someone who committed the knockout game got 30 years in prison with no possibility of parole, it might change the attitude of other people partaking in the knockout game.
But, dude, you know, look at the guy. Here's a perfect example of how we handled it in New Jersey. Do you remember that it was a person from, was it Hoboken, who was a juvenile at the time, killed with three juveniles. One of them played the knockout game and killed the guy.
Correct.
He was a homeless guy. Killed the guy. This kid was just sentenced to 6 years in juvie for murdering another human being, and the other two miscreants who were with him were given parole.
Correct.
So that's how we deal with crime in New Jersey, where we want to ban gun owners and punish gun owners because they just simply own guns.
Now, you would think that this scum in Hackensack, if he was caught, would be charged with three counts of attempted murder.
Right.
I say he'll get charged with assault and battery. He'll cut a plea deal to simple assault, and he'll have time served in county lockup.
Right.
That's what'll happen.
Right.
Knocking people's teeth out, mm-hmm. breaking their eye socket, yep. maybe giving them concussions when they fell down, and he could have killed one of them, and it will not be attempted murder. To me, it's premeditated. Attempted
yeah,
murder.
Exactly, because you're wanting to play a game.
Correct.
And here, what is it punishable by in New Jersey? It's really nothing. It's kind of a slap on the wrist.
He'll get nothing, yeah. Sandy. He'll get 30 days in county jail. He'll never even go to state prison over something like that.
He'll plea bargain it down.
Yeah. Correct, yeah. Correct. If and when he's caught.
Right.
If he doesn't kill somebody before then.
Right.
And even if he kills somebody, he'll only do about 8 years in prison.
Right.
Maximum.
Right.
Maximum 8 years in prison.
Which is the same thing that, you know, you can get for having a legal carry gun in your car and driving across the state line into New Jersey.
Correct. Winston doesn't need toys. He's playing with the door stopper.
I see that. That's pretty cool. and he's having a great time.
Leave him alone.
Too.
Leave him alone.
Jumping, having a great time.
Okay. There's a break coming up?
Yeah, there's a break.
Oh, man. I got a good learning segment coming
That's
up
great.
Later.
And Winston continues to play with the door.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range
would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Anthony is threatening me with possession of Winston.
I'm going to just drop him off at his front door. What's he going
to
do?
Nothing. I have to take him.
People are coming in now. They hear Winston barking in the studio. They're like, is that Winston? I pretty much, my life situation's shifted slightly. So I bring him to work with me every day. He loves it here. He's getting old, too.
He's
10
having
years
a great
old.
Time, though. But yeah, let me tell you, when he was bolting up and down the hallways before, he was...
The customers think he's...
Old.
Well, you know, I walk in with a straight face with him on the leash in the morning, and there's customers here, and I'm like, yeah, he's here. He wants to shoot his AR today. And I just keep walking past them, and they're like, no way. So this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, W-A-L-D-O-R-F,
DrEric.com.
Dr. Eric can help you with balancing problems, aiming problems, and stability problems. Let me tell you, he has helped many people. His website,
me included.
Yes, his website is waldorfchiro.com. He's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. He wrote his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. He's very active. He stays on top of all the newest medical conditions and treatments and everything. Support those who support us. You have to check him out.
And now, he's a shooter, too.
He's a shooter. He's an NRA Life member. He's an NRA instructor. Mm-hmm. He belongs to, I think, Old Bridge, Central Jersey. He's a member here. He belongs to all the 2A organizations, and he's a consummate volunteer and contributor to all of our causes. So if you don't live within 30 miles of Bridgewater, New Jersey, find people who do, or go thank him with an email or a letter or whatever.
Just like him on Facebook.
Exactly. Just do something, you armchair activist biatches. Listen, back by popular demand. Still haven't heard from Lois Grotovic, by the way. So on, so we'll see her in October. But September 20th, which is a Saturday, we are having another cupcake sale by Frankie.
Wow.
Okay? And I think she's going to mix up the flavors, and we're going to have some different stuff this time. And we're going to pick whatever 2A event we feel is the most needed. And I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to match contributions to whatever we raise that day. So it'll be Saturday, September 20th, 10 to 4. Lois, you're up in October, so you better hit me with a date on a Saturday in October, unless you want to do something around November for Thanksgiving or something. Might not
Ooh,
be a bad idea.
Would be a good idea.
Turkey cupcakes or something. Turkey on them, not turkey theme, not turkey meat.
Yeah, we don't.
Although
want
I might eat I might eat a cupcake made out of stuffing if it was good.
Oh, yeah, a stuffing cupcake
a
would
stuffing
be good.
Stuffing cupcake.
Oh, why don't we create that? A stuffing cupcake filled with like cranberry something and turkey on the top with gravy. I think they would
smash potatoes on the top are yams instead of icing.
I like that idea.
A turkey dinner
much.
And a cupcake, huh? Because us fat guys like our portable food.
Absolutely.
So, listen to this. I got a ton of letters. Guess what? Another one bites the dust. You know, Greg DiBernardo left a few months ago and moved to the free state of Georgia. Another 2A supporter. But our man, Jeremy Perez, who was a member of the Woodland Park Range and was one who had the balls to hire Knappen and sue Paterson, New Jersey.
He's gone.
He's gone. Him and his wife came in and they said goodbye. He left the People's Republic after living there my entire life and moved to Georgia 3 weeks ago. After 34 years of being a law-abiding resident of New Jersey, I still wasn't good enough to carry a firearm. I haven't been here a month, and I already have my carry permit.
It's a different world. You hear that, guys, in New Jersey? This is the problem that you really do. We say this all the time. You have no other frame of reference. This is what it should be like.
He wrote, once at the county probate court, I didn't have to wait for the permit guy to be working during a two-hour window on a cloudless morning of an even-numbered Wednesday on an odd-number month. They have normal hours, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, and staffing. The process to complete the application and get my photo and prints taken was 20 minutes. Everyone was polite and didn't make me feel like I was doing something taboo. It seems taking responsibility to protect myself and my family is completely normal. Who knew? I was told it would take 3 weeks to receive my CCW. I thought that was pretty fast turnaround compared to how long it took for my firearms ID cards and permits in New Jersey. I got it in 9 days. It took longer to receive my permanent Georgia driver's license.
Amazing.
He goes, good luck and wish you guys the best. You are far better men than me for sticking around and fighting for 2A rights in New Jersey. Sincerely, Jeremy Perez.
Now,
Jeremy,
juxtapose that, Anthony, to our listeners. I had a listener who came in just before the show and was telling us about his wait, which is over a year for a FOID card, which in New Jersey requires you to even touch a gun. And he's waiting over a year in East Hanover, juxtaposed to going down to Georgia, waiting 20 minutes in line, and getting a return of your carry permit.
9 days.
In 9 days.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And they're not going crazy in Georgia.
There's not blood in the streets. There's not dead bodies.
And they have lower crime
stacked up like,
than
yes,
most
actually,
states. Right.
Most
interesting.
Yes, very interesting.
You know, we got a ton of responses of the Sheenine Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a ton of response for last week's learning segment about getting rid of your illegal or suspect stuff.
Yeah, that was
a big gun for hire fan and listener, Glenn Gerhardt, wrote, just listen to the show. A while back, my son-in-law bought some not-so-Jersey legal gun parts home. I said, they'd get them out of my house, and boy, am I glad they were not there when the Bergen County Sheriff searched my house and took my legal firearms anyway. He had a little situation. As I stood in my driveway with them asking me if I had firearms, which they already knew, and if they could go in and look around, I said, no, without a warrant. They told me they had to go in to be sure that no one was home. My response was that by me giving my consent, I do not consent. I really pissed them off when I pulled out your and Knappen's black and orange card and repeated, I do not consent. I am still not sure they could legally deny me access to my home while they got a warrant. A few days later, I was in a meeting and I said, I'm expecting a call from Evan Knappen I would like to have to take. Women in the meeting said, the gun lawyer? I said, yes. Then she told me that she had her Utah CCW when they ride their bikes to PA, that they would load their guns after they crossed the state line. My response was, PA no longer recognizes Utah. At Woodland Park one day, I got into a conversation about Florida CCW with a guy in a cafe and said he carries when he goes to South Carolina. I said, it is not honored in South Carolina. You can have it loaded in the car, but not on you. Thanks for keeping me on top current anti-gun law and out of trouble. See you soon, stick boy, Glenn. Well, let me tell you something. We got positive feedback. You never know what's going to happen.
Correct.
Glenn is in the clear. He got all his stuff back and everything. But what if he had something illegal in that house?
My goodness.
He would have had to pay Knappen $50,000 to try to get his stuff back. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
So that is the problem. You know, you have to make sure that your place is cleansed. It was the gun forums and everybody all posted the same thing to listen to my episode because there's a lot of to be learned on there. And Glenn learned it as well. Don't let people bring shit in your house and, like, can I leave it here for a day or two or whatever? Or I got this, you know, dirk or dagger or whatever. You'll get into trouble.
Or stuff going over to the PA line to a gun show and then coming back with stuff that you shouldn't have.
Correct.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Two weeks ago, we reported on the gentleman that had 5 million pounds of powder in his house and 7,000 guns, that he was 65 years old.
Yeah, right.
And Chuck Mueller, is it Chuck? Yeah, Chuck Mueller just sent me an email also. He wrote, I think it was last week's show, you were discussing the poor guy in Saddlebrook. Well, the statute had changed, and it specifies now no more than 36 pounds of smokeless powder and no more than 5 pounds of black powder. All right. And he's right. Evan does cover this in his book. It's in, everybody should add Evan's book.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, regarding firearms ID cards, Chuck wrote, I was researching in the statutes in Evan's book on exactly what an NJFID card is used and required for. We know you needed to purchase a long gun and handgun ammo, but I seem to remember Evan mentioning in one of his interviews on your show that it was good for other members of the family to also get one, particularly when inheriting firearms. But I can't remember what the reasoning was. Well, here's the deal. You don't need a firearms ID card to inherit firearms. You just need to be eligible to get a firearms ID card to legally inherit. So if you're a felon or had domestics or drunk and disorderly, you can't take grandpa's guns. But if you're eligible for a firearms ID card, you can. Evan wants you to get that firearms ID card so it makes it seamless that you get that person's guns and you're, it's completely legal, okay? So that's what it's all about, Chuck. And he also wrote, along the same lines, the laws in Evan's book state any person who knowingly has in his possession any rifle or shotgun without having first obtained a firearms purchase ID card in accordance with the provision 2C58(3) is guilty of crime of the third degree. Yet it goes on to list, if you don't have one, the exemptions including the standard in-home range work, etc. So do I read correctly that if you don't have an FID and are transporting a long gun to and from the range, there is no problem? Correct. If you inherit a gun, you can transport to and from a range.
Even without a
without an FID card, all right? So, but you should have your firearms ID card, okay? And yes, Evan does say it's legal to put a long gun in a gun rack or have it out the driver's window mm-hmm. with the action open while you're driving, but he does not recommend that, okay? He recommends the usual requirements, a locked or fastened case in the trunk or as far away from the occupants as possible. We get this heat all the time because we're suspenders in a belt. When we talk about in our classes, we tell everybody, listen, the law says you can have Velcro, you can have this, but we recommend that your gun is in a locked case in the trunk of your car and the ammo is separate. We also recommend that your magazines are empty. There's no law for that, but...
Right.
Do you want to be the test case?
Right.
If a cop arrests you because your mags are loaded, but he doesn't know the law, will you be charged? Yes. Will your guns be confiscated? Yes. Will you have to make bail? Yes. Will you have to hire an attorney? Yes. So wouldn't it have been better to just have empty magazines, the gun locked in a case separate from the magazines?
Right.
You know, and we get guys that come in, they're neurotic. You know, they have a trigger lock on the gun, and then they have two locks on their case.
Yeah.
It seems excessive, but if you get pulled over by a cop, now, if the cop decided that that was illegal for some stupid reason, how easy would it be for Napa to defend you in court and say, Your Honor?
Yeah, two locks.
You know, two locks on the case and one on the gun. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So Chuck writes, the more I read, the more confusing it gets. Yeah, welcome to New Jersey, Chuck. Mm-hmm. It's on purpose.
It's on purpose. Yeah.
Scott Bach always says, and Napa says, that the laws are designed to trap us.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
The laws are designed to trap, and that's the problem. The next thing is, you know, Ed Hu was here the other night, and Scott Bach was here, and he wrote, Hi, Shanine's case is probably the best we have had to bring to light the unreasonableness of New Jersey law. However, instead of attempting to reform gun laws in New Jersey, we are allowing an easy out in settling or asking for judicial discretion. Judicial discretion will accomplish two things. Entrench the mentality it is okay to be oppressed if only our masters are kind on occasion. And two, provide relief in a small number of cases. I completely understand and support if Knappen were to focus on channeling public outcry towards judicial discretion, as that is as much a more achievable goal and therefore more likely to be in the best interest of his client. What I believe is unfortunate is for other organizations to prop judicial discretion and increase the power of the oppressors while affording them the opportunity to be populist when there is public outcry. It is a win-win for status and moves up further away from liberty. I urge you to reconsider the strategy. Listen, Knappen's just trying to get this woman out of prison.
Yeah, she's and in prison.
She's out now. But it will be a test case. You know, and I agree with you, too. Judicial discretion is bullshit. The laws need to be changed. Good luck changing the laws, though.
Yeah, right.
But all law is set on precedent. Mm-hmm. So when we do finally get to the New Jersey Supreme Court, or when the U.S. Supreme Court grows a set of stones and they'll hear a gun case, we will have cases like Shanine Allen to argue in our defense for right. national right to carry.
Right.
Okay. Unfortunately, yes, we're struck right now. Now all we have left, Ed, is jury nullification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. People are saying get Christie involved. Christie can't get involved until she's found guilty. If
right.
she's found guilty.
Found guilty
so,
and sentenced.
Correct. So we're screwed at the moment. She's screwed right now. So all we can do is fund money and raise awareness for her. And it is aware. Everybody stepped up on this. It's amazing, though, that she's a single mother African-American with two kids that work two jobs and not
we're
one civil loud
yeah.
charlatan, not one civil liberties group mm-hmm. other than the NRA has stepped up for this woman.
Correct.
Not one. Where
ACLU's
are they?
ACLU's not there.
Where are
Al
they?
Al Sharpton's not there. The washed up Jesse Jackson is not there.
Well, and Jesse Jackson, you'd think he'd be there trying to hit on her.
Yeah, or at least collect some money for his fund.
Correct.
You know, he's taking a back seat to Sharpie Sharpton.
Well, he has to help his son, too, is in big trouble.
Yeah, well, that's
but
another issue.
Ed, I fully agree with you. So we have to try multifaceted, multi-pronged angles here. I mean, the prosecutor should have definitely offered a pretrial intervention like Ray Rice, but he didn't. The judge decided to hear the case based on the Graves Act and based on precedent previous to this. So he decided to take it to trial. Now, mm-hmm. all we can hope for is jury nullification. We can hope that a jury of our peers looks at it and goes, are you effing kidding me? Are we really going to put this woman away for 3.5-4 years? And they might decide that. And then the jury nullification is a good precedent to have.
What do you want to bet they try to move this case out of Atlantic County?
I wouldn't doubt it, Sandy. I really wouldn't doubt it. You know what I mean?
They'll probably try to take this case and move it up to somewhere like Hunterdon County, where there's not there are more chiropractors and black people in Hunterdon
wow.
County.
Wow. Well, there's more. That's too funny, bro. That is way too funny. But I'll tell you what, we have to just support her. Listen, go to GoFundMe, Shanine, Shaneen Allen. And she's going to need some more money. Again,
absolutely.
She can't work.
Yeah. No, she can't work.
Her license was pulled right now as a nurse and a phlebotomist.
Yeah.
I say phlebitis the whole time. I don't know.
Well,
Hold on. There. Axes fix everything. I need some wood or something in here.
Yeah, you really need to keep the axe outside because it's...
I have an axe to grind.
I see that, yes.
So, Ed, I appreciate the input. We know everybody's trying different angles, all the two-way organizations from SAF and ANJRPC and NRA, ILA. It's amazing that this here's a woman, you know, the unusual suspect, so to speak, and
mm-hmm.
Now she's going to become a poster child for us for national reciprocity.
Yeah.
What it comes down to. And it's amazing. After listening to Jeremy Perez and Greg DiBernardo's busting posts all the time, you went and got my permit. Oh, go to the range. Oh, carrying a gun. Shut up. Anyway, after listening to these guys, you know, it's very disheartening that
yeah.
in one of the original 13 colonies where, mm-hmm. you know, freedom and
blood was shed for this very purpose.
Yep. And our republic sprang out is that we're completely backwards now. And for you people listening out of state, just keep remembering what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
Yeah,
we've spoke about this a million times. Why is the L.A. FBI office testing smart guns right now?
Exactly.
Okay.
And why are they contacting the New Jersey FBI office to do that?
Correct. Correct. So you see all of these things are going on. All of these other states, Massachusetts, Maryland, we have about 8 states that constantly try to take our civil rights and our Second Amendment rights away.
Yep.
And we have 42 states that basically come with the attitude like, well, you know, we got ours, screw them, you know. But you 42 states, if you feel that way, you better change your attitude.
Hey, look at what happened to Colorado.
If they didn't listen, Colorado got whacked big time.
Mm-hmm. Based on New Jersey and California.
Correct. And the same thing can happen in any other state. There could be a small shift. So help us 8 states out here and keep pushing. And like Knappen says, even a flawed national reciprocity bill turning into law is better than nothing.
Correct.
Under the 14th Amendment, equal protection is the way we want to go.
Right.
We need national reciprocity. We need your support. The Shanine Allen case is a very high-profile case right now. It's nice because, to be honest with you, she's not a fat old white guy.
Right.
To be honest with you, she's a hardworking woman working
single
two jobs with
two.
Kids. You know, being of color works to our advantage as the gun people. I'm calling it the way I see it, Sandy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna. I don't sugarcoat anything.
Well,
you know,
it also says what reality is today. It is not a bunch of camo-clad fat white old guys who are clinging to their guns.
Correct.
This is something that is mainstream. And I think, you know, if you look at that New Jersey, Rutgers University poll that we were citing before, one of the things I found interesting in that was the fact that there was a 9-point drop in people who say that gun control would be a good thing, which is it says something that is kind of encouraging in the sense that we're starting to win. We're starting to make a difference because even out of these 871 losers, so to speak, you found enough people to say that, no, maybe that's not a good idea to be controlling guns to try to control crime.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And Winston's back.
Winston's back.
Winston, how's the show sounding today? Rough. Oh, shit. Ba-da-dum-bum. Remember, September 20th, we're having another bake sale. Frankie's coming with cupcakes. Yep. Also, Labor Day, the Woodland Park Range will be open from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., not
only
10
a week
to 9.
Away, right?
Yes, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., not 10 to 9 like our normal hours, but we will be open for you to get your groove on for Labor Day. Now, remember a few months ago, Paul Ramage, the nurse from Sussex County, was on.
Yeah, that's the guy who used his lipstick bodyguard to prevent getting hacked up at an ATM machine.
Correct. Well, let me tell you something. The first thing is he sent me a thing on Facebook. Last night, my car was broken into in my effing driveway.
Oh.
They stole my $300 GPS. What the F is going on in this world? Living in Sussex County, I've almost been mugged now and had someone walk up my driveway and break into my car. I feel violated. Something has to be done with criminals running the street. Let me tell you something. Remember Ainsley? They broke into his car for changing the GPS?
Yep.
Listen, Paul, I'm going to tell you right now, you have a low-level junkie in your neighborhood. And it's only going to get worse.
Wow.
Here's the first thing when it comes to learning. You guys listen to the show. You don't leave shit in your car.
Right.
I don't care if you live in Alpine, New Jersey.
Yep.
You leave shit in your car. It's an invitation. If you leave it visible. Napping and Gunfire talk about all the time, a black blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Throwing a black blanket in the back of your car over your goods when you're going shopping.
When are you
going
to get those Gunfire tactical blankets?
We're going to have tactical car bank blankets for the holidays this year.
Oh,
they're going to be embroidered, too. Also, don't forget, in the ANJRPC newsletter, the end of the year, people have been calling ANJRPC looking for the range bag tag.
End of the year.
It's coming out in the last issue, the year-end issue of ANJRPC's News and Briefs. There will be a bag tag that says, I do not consent.
You
They're calling ANJRPC.
When you were talking about it last week, I'm like, oh, no, this is good. I know how this is going to play out.
So what's going on, Paul? Same thing happened to Ainsley. If you leave change in a cup holder, they'll break your window.
Yes, they will.
To get high.
Yep.
If you leave cigarettes, if you leave a flashy lighter, if you leave a GPS, if the suction cup mark of your cell phone is on your dashboard, that's worth an exploratory mission of putting a towel over your window and hitting it with a hammer and then unlocking the door and seeing if there's anything inside. But here's the problem now. You have a systemic problem in your neighborhood because this is not a random act.
Yeah.
Someone's walking the streets 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, pulling car handles, looking to see if car doors are open, and looking in cars, sometimes with a flashlight, sometimes without. But it's going to escalate now. Because when the junkie gets all the low-hanging fruit, now you're going to start getting smash-and-grab robberies in your neighborhood.
Okay.
I definitely foresee it, Paul. Now, the problem is your police department's going to under-report or not report 90% of this.
Oh, definitely.
Okay? Did you file a police report, Paul? You didn't tell me that in your correspondence. Did you get a copy of the police report? Was it listed as vehicle theft? Was it listed that your car was broken into? Or was it listed as criminal mischief or criminal trespass? Okay? Find out. Ainsley put his foot down and made sure that they wrote down that his home was broken into so it would be in the statistics of the town and it would go to the FBI uniform crime statistics. Towns want to cook the books because
they don't want
pressure, especially in your nice lily crime-free area of Sussex County that everybody thinks they live in. Paul, you and the wife, make sure that there's no valuables in your car. Make sure your shed is locked. Make sure your garage door is locked. Make sure you don't leave valuable shit out at night, okay? The barbecue can stay. Everything else got to go, okay? I'm telling you right now, it's going to get worse. You're going to see more petty crime in the neighborhood. There's a good chance you'll get hit again. You can't set up booby traps. That's illegal, okay? Like putting razors under the car door handles or something is always
like
a nice
one. Or cobra venom painted onto the door handle.
I love cobra venom. With a skin accelerant.
Yes, with the skin accelerant.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now what's going to happen
is... You couldn't do that.
Neighbors are going to get...
We would never suggest that.
Correct.
Anything.
Lawn equipment is going to start getting stolen. Yard equipment is going to start getting stolen. And then it's going to go up from there. Then all of a sudden, you're going to find out 2 blocks from your pool, someone had their door kicked in while everybody was at work. They stole some stuff. Because here's what the junkie's going to do. They're going to steal your $30 weed whacker out of your shed, and they're going to bring it from Sussex County. They're probably going to go to Dover. which is the closest area where they sell like nickel bags. They call them tits, a plastic balloon or condom with heroin in it, okay? Oh. Because heroin becomes the lowest common denominator because all your other drugs are so expensive that once you get rigged to any type of opiate, once you're hooked on it, it all always falls down to a heroin because it's a $5 a tit. And what happens is you need two or three a day. So they're going to take your leaf blower or your weed whacker that's worth $30 at Sears or whatever.
Sell it for
$5 to get high. They're going to steal your GPS, and maybe the dealer gave him like five bags of heroin for your $300 GPS, okay? So you're going to see this start happening more and more, but then they're going to run out of that shit, and then they're going to have to accelerate on what they're going to do and how they're going to steal in your neighborhood. So it's our job. You can't have electronics showing from your windows, like big screen computers. You better have an alarm. You better have generic alarm signs around your house. You should have cameras. If you don't have cameras, you should have generic cameras around your house or a fake one or even just a sticker from Amazon.com that says, warning, 24-hour video surveillance, front and back of your house. Make sure you have – Winston, bite him. Make sure you have, you know, make sure you have good exterior lighting around your house. Look at your neighbor's houses, Paul, on both sides and figure out how to make your house look tougher because it's all is fair in love and war.
Nice idea.
Tough shit.
Yeah,
it's survival of the fittest.
You're absolutely right.
If he leaves his shed open or he leaves his garage door open or whatever, then let him rob your neighbors, but not you. So you need alarm signs. You need video surveillance signs if you don't actually have it. You need to start locking your doors up there. You're making it too easy for these junkies. Mm-hmm. Paul, I want to know in the next correspondence if the doors were locked on your car and how they got in. And I definitely want to know if it was reported to the police and you demand the police report and you want to pick up a copy of that police report and make sure they do not list it as criminal mischief or criminal trespass.
Well, and you remember what happened to me when we had the home invasion. They listed the home invasion as it was listed as vandalism to because they tore the door in.
Correct.
And it was listed as something like vandalism on there. And I was like, are you out of your mind? This was not. But again, you're right. They're cooking the books.
They have to.
Yes.
They're making big bucks. The management, police, the officers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're fighting for their budgets all the time.
The council people.
They want to be able to go to a town meeting and go, look at where crime has gone in the past 10 years.
Crime is down.
Yeah. When it's not.
Right.
When it's not, and we know that. So what else can you do? You know, flashy valuables, flashy things. Don't let strangers in your house. Paul, I would suspect that somebody, Sussex County, I'm going to say it's a white male between 17 and 23 years old that lives in your neighborhood, that still lives home with their parents, and they've pretty much exhausted everything they could suck dry out of their house from their parents or whatever, and now they're spreading out. And again, it's going to just continue to grow like a cancer, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. I would recommend some cameras, and you know, you got to be careful. You don't want to use those Costco cameras, like $699, because the resolution is horrible. You know, what did he was a gray guy between 5 foot and 6 foot wearing gray clothes. Okay?
Yeah.
So keep me posted on this, Paul. The other thing is check out our new website. Evan Knappen, October 17th, Friday, October 17th, will be in. Our next defensive pen class, Kali, September 27th, is Saturday. Marcus Ballistic class, Ballistics 101, October 7th and November 30th, they're almost sold out.
Wow.
Okay? Our forensic classes, Psychology and Firearms, September 23rd, and Psychology for Law Enforcement and Corrections, September 30th, are about one-third sold out already. We have a ton of new clinics and test drives. Come and check out the FU Bloomberg Lounge. And like I've said a million times before, check out our new website, check out our new classes. If you take any of our classes at our Gun for Hire West facility at Easton Fish and Game, we're going to drone you.
Nice.
And again, we're open on a Labor Day from 10 to 6. The cafe will be open as well. Come on down and celebrate with us.
Well, Anthony, it looks like they've done it again. They've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under the license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Winston Calandro, the guy who walks around here every now and then, his dad, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we love you guys. Please be safe. See you next week. From sea to the shine.